Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, yesterday, as I brought the broadcast to a close, we were looking at some of the names of the Lord. Elohim, meaning God, Jehovah, meaning Lord, El Shaddai, meaning God Almighty, El Elyon, meaning Most High. And in Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, David uses all four of these Hebrew words. Let me just share that. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that would be El Elyon, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, that's El Shaddai. I will say of the Lord, that involves a personal relationship, that of course is Jehovah. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, my Elohim. In Him will I trust. So let me read it consecutively now. Let me read it like this. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Elyon shall abide under the shadow of El Shaddai. I will say of Jehovah, He is my refuge, my fortress, my Elohim. In Him will I trust. The name Jehovah has seven compound names that reveal Him as the supplier of every need of man on this earth. There's Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. That's Genesis 22, 13, and 14. And He is referring here to the providing of a sacrifice. If you remember, God called Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, and just as he was ready to do that in obedience, God stopped him, an angel of the Lord stopped him, and there was a ram in the thicket that he offered. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. The Lord said, no of the diseases that I put on the Egyptians will you experience if you obey me. There's Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. And this was illustrated, that was used in Exodus 17, 8 to 15, where Moses and Aaron and Ur, they held up Moses' arms and hands, and they fought all day, and they were victorious over Amalek. And then there's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. That's Judges, the sixth chapter, where Gideon is told to offer a sacrifice, and an angel with a staff touches the sacrifice, and it is consumed by fire. And he was being encouraged with a sign from the Lord as they attempted to fight the Midianites. And then there's Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord my shepherd, found in Psalm 23. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness, that's Jeremiah 23 and 6. And it says there that out of Israel, out of David's line, the righteous branch, which is Jesus, will come forth. And there's Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. That's Ezekiel 48:35. And that's the last chapter of Ezekiel, the final chapter. It's been talking about the temple that will be erected. And that indicates it says the city shall be called the Lord is there. One can do a tremendous study on the names of the Lord, but I just want to stop there, and I just want to pray for you, Father. Right now, you see those that need they call on the Lord, and they're needing you as healer. They're needing you as deliverer. They need you to fight their their battles. And so, Father, I just lift everyone who's going through a need right now. And I thank you, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider of every need, no matter what it is, on every level, spiritually, physically, emotionally, circumstantially. And we look to you and honor you, Lord, as our God. Thank you, Lord, because we know, and we stand on this scripture as we pray now, it is your will to meet all of our needs, all comprehensive, Lord, according to your riches in glory, which are endless. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, as I was in prayer in terms of waiting on God, what would you have me to share? I was going through some files, and in fact, this was the other day, and I ran across this, and it's been a long time since we shared this. The Lord gave Brother Glass, he passed away in 97, he started the ministry in 1965, but there was a long and extensive prophecy that he shared with the UCM partners regarding the end times and Christ's return. And I have a copy of it here, and if you'd like one, I don't know if I'll be able to get through, I won't be able to get through it today, but the Lord gave it to him on March the 12th of 1979, early in the morning. So let me just share it with you, because it speaks, even though that was given decades ago, goodness, we find the relevance of God's word. His word is timeless, and we know that he wants to, and that's what the prophecy is given to encourage, to comfort. And so as I share this through today and tomorrow, we'll just see how long it takes for me to share this with you. But be blessed as you hear the words of the Lord. And I know some of you personally knew Brother Glass, used to come to the services. And as we ministered throughout the Bay Area, as we had our church in Oakland and Hayward and Castro Valley, you have actually been in his services. So may you be blessed as I share this. Hear the words of this prophecy, my children, and rejoice. Listen and stand in ready submission and obedience unto me. I am touching you with the finger of light to open up the doors of your understanding. We were just sharing about that this week. Throughout the days ahead of you, you will experience an appreciation for the beauty of my word, and a new reverence and awe for my word. Why shall this be? Because I desire to draw you to the flowing springs of living water, that your joy may overflow. There shall be a bursting forth from within the hearts of my people, a new praise that shall be more beautiful than has ever been heard. There shall be a fullness of joy opening within the hearts of my obedient and faithful sons and daughters, which shall be like a beautiful flower whose fragrance fills the air. Yea, my children, behold, the time of outpouring is nigh at hand. While evil abounds in the earth, shall not my spirit, my anointing, my power much more abound, so that you shall not be defeated? Yea, bring to me your broken hearts of shattered dreams and expectations, of suffering and failures, and I will begin a beautiful, perfect, loving, and glorious new thing in your life. You shall bear forth much fruit. You will see the dawning of a new pathway, a victorious purpose and experience in your life. Praise God. Relax in my arms, my children. Release your broken hearts to the soothing touch of my healing presence. Is not my presence upon and within you like a stirring of the waters? Can you not feel the touch of my spirit gently creating new faith in your heart? Can you not feel the sparks of holy fire being kindled in you? Yea, it shall not remain a fleeting spark. Lo, it shall be the fire of my anointing, which no work of Satan can put out. All of my people who shall believe and accept My Holy working in their lives will become pillars of faith, pillars of strength, pillars of hope and light to those who sit in darkness and defeat. My children, I have need of your help, your willingness to help reap the whited harvest. Many, many of my children do not realize how they've hampered my work. When you see a human body that has a member rendered helpless, does not the whole body suffer? So is it not also true that I have declared the children of God are members in particular of the body of Christ? Therefore, any member that lies idle because they feel they are only a small member of my body hinders my work. Many have rebelled against me and refused to function in the needed hour. They have stood as dry tree trunks when I desired so much to make them a living planting of righteousness, full of life flowing through them, so they could bear much fruit. Yea, the life is in the vine, but the fruit is on the branches. Satan desires to wrap my people in a cloak of lethargy so the world can be lulled to destruction in the sleep of sin. Let him that feels worthless and useless to the Lord look alive. Look to me. Be watchful and diligent and alert, for the moving of the Lord is at hand. Let him that is weak call to be strengthened. Let him that lacks knowledge take up my word, and I will teach him by my Spirit the things of God. Let him that has no might stand and volunteer for service, and I will clothe him with a full covering of armor and strength. The hand of my anointing will be on my people who move forward. My energy shall be imparted to them. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and I'll just pick this up, sharing this prophetic word that Brother Glass received in 1979. And I pray that you have been blessed. The word of God is timeless, and it speaks to hearts of all ages. We find that in the Bible. Isn't that true? Well, I love you. Thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write and share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,